Blog Talk Radio.
Whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. You can visit us at www.myhochem.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. You can visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc. at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now support food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line, SC80192, to ensure proper tracking. I enter to honor, I enter. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons. And to receive copies of our lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism. To our social Christian network, our online Bible college, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501C3.
And
As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord Almighty. True and righteous are all your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord? Glorify your name. Behold the Lord. God is my salvation. In him I trust. Among the nations,
chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson for tonight, the believer is to walk by using his or her gifts.
Your name be praised, the hearts of
for tonight, the believer is to walk by using his gifts or his calling. Heavenly Father, tonight we come into your presence, Lord, and we pray, O God, that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. We pray, O God, that you will strengthen us to forgive those who have transgressed against us. Father, we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you will sanctify us. You will bless us, Lord, and you will cover us with the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I pray that you bless each and every person listening tonight. And I pray that this lesson will touch their hearts, will circumcise their hearts. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity and this privilege to minister to your people and to show them the way as we proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, through all the world. And honor this great commission. Father, we thank you once again, and we bless your holy name. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 10 says, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things." Beloved, the church is one body, and every member is to strive to keep the oneness and unity of the Spirit. But believers are not only a unit, they are diversity. There are differences between believers. The question that we need to ask is, what are those differences? They are gifts, special abilities, given by God, which are to be used to strengthen the believer and to reach the world and minister to the world. As believers, we must walk using the gifts God has given us. Romans chapter 12, verses 3 to 8 says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or either teach it on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him give to do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness." Every believer is gifted. Make no mistake about that. But unto every one of us is given the gift of Christ. There is not a single believer exempted or left out. Jesus Christ has given every believer some spiritual gift. It is very important to note what is meant by spiritual gifts. A spiritual gift does not mean natural ability or talent of a person. God keeps natural abilities and talents in mind when he gifts a person. But spiritual gifts are special gifts given to believers. They are highly specialized gifts. Gifts that are given to build up believers in the church and in witnessing and ministering to the world. Every genuine believer has received a spiritual gift, a highly specialized gift. He has received his gift to carry out the ministry of the Lord upon the earth. Jesus Christ gives us the grace to use our gifts. The word grace means the strength, wisdom, courage, motivation, love, concern, care, and power. All the favor and blessings of Jesus Christ. Whatever is needed to use the gift, Christ gives us. Jesus Christ measures out the exact amount of grace needed for the maximum use of our gifts. Beloved, what a glorious truth that is. What a spark of encouragement. Every one of us is gifted by Christ Jesus, gifted with highly specialized gifts. We have the measure of grace, whatever measure is needed to use our gifts. Christ pours out his grace upon us, equipping us to carry out our task upon this earth. This is significant, for it means that our gift is the gift of Christ. It is the very best for us. We should not be displeased with our gift, nor covet to be like someone else or have his gift. Jesus Christ has placed us and given us every gift for us. If we are truly his, yield and committed to him. Matthew chapter 25, verse 15 says, "And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, and to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey." Romans chapter 12, verse 3 says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith." And we take a look now at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. "For who maketh thee to differ from one another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst not received it?" Beloved, every believer's gift has cost the greatest price possible. The picture of Christ giving gifts to men is dramatic. It is the picture of an ancient king who has conquered his enemies. The king is sitting astride his white stallion and riding under the arch of triumph as he enters the city. Teeming thousands shout their adoration and praise. Following in his train is his army. And then following his army, they come. The enemy stumbling along on foot in chains, looking like they were their defeated foe, as they are. They had initially come to fight tooth and nail, to subject people of the great king to their tyranny, but now they come to offer gifts to the great conqueror. The conqueror receives the gifts and in turn bestows the gifts upon his own people. Psalm 68, verse 18 says, Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Beloved, there are great enemies of men, enemies that attack time and time again, enemies that try to make man aimless and meaningless. There is a great enemy of alienation and separation. Alienation is the energy and tendency that tries to shut God and others out of a person's life. Alienation results in a sense of emptiness, usefulness, and loneliness. There are two enemies that snap away all meaning for man, and that is sin and death. I will say that again. There are two enemies that snap away all meaning for man, and that is sin and death. However, Jesus Christ has gone to war on behalf of man. Christ has conquered all enemies that make life useless and meaningless. Now, he gives the greatest gifts, gifts that keep a person busy with the most meaningful and purposeful life imaginable. If Jesus Christ has really given such meaning and purpose to life, why so many people are bored with their work and life? Why are so many even believers dissatisfied, empty, without purpose, and wanting a change? Why are so many believers dissatisfied? The scripture tells us plainly, a person has not committed his life to Christ, not fully, not totally. He does not really deny himself and follow Jesus Christ. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. A person who has not sacrificed himself, all he is and has to serve Jesus Christ. A person has not committed himself to a life of service. Real life is found only in service. God has ordained it so. Now we'll take a look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 25, which says, For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew chapter 23, verse 11 says, But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Luke chapter 22, verse 26 says, But ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve. John chapter 4, verse 35 says, Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. A person lives and sows to his flesh instead of the spirit. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap everlasting. The great cost that Jesus Christ paid to gain the right to gift believers, he had to die and descended into the lower parts of the earth. Jesus Christ had to die and experience hell for men in order to gain the right to gift men. This is the enormous price of our gifts. If he had not died, we could not be saved or gifted with spiritual gifts. there would be no purpose or significance to life, not beyond a few short years upon this earth. All we would have to look forward to would be death. But Jesus Christ has died, and he has conquered all the enemies of man, conquered them in order to gain the right to save and gift us. John chapter 12, verse 31 says, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 says, "And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil." 1 Peter 2, verses 18 through 20 says, "Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God." 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 says, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Beloved, the great value of what Jesus Christ did is glorious. He died that he might ascend above the heavens and fill all things, that is, fill the whole universe with his presence. Jesus Christ is the sovereign majesty of the universe. He is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and he rules and reigns over all. He is now able to save and gift men. But remember, it is because he paid the greatest price possible. He died for us, died to gain the right to pour out his grace and gifts upon us. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the believer is to walk by using his gifts. Beloved, I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Once again, I would like to encourage you that the believer is to walk by using his gifts. Every individual was blessed with a gift from Jesus Christ. Use it. Do not be discouraged. Do not let anyone discourage you from placing yourself in your rightful position. You should walk in your grace area. Trust in the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Ask Him to reveal to you His true purpose in your lives. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. So I encourage you once again to trust in the Lord, stand on His promises, believe on His word, and seek Him to guide you in your purpose. Praise be to God.
Jesus is mine, oh, what a voice, grace of God.
Beloved, God's covenants require a personal response. God promised to bless Abraham and make him great. But there was one condition. Abraham had to do what God wanted him to do. This meant leaving his home and friends and traveling to a new land where God promised to build a great nation from Abraham's family. Abraham obeyed. Walking away from his home for God's promise of even greater blessings in the future. Beloved, God may be trying to lead you to a place of greater service and usefulness for him. Don't let the comfort and security of your present position make you miss God's plan for you. Beloved, the Bible exposes the ongoing nature of the consequences of sin. One of the realities of sin is that its effects spread. After Eve sinned, she involved Adam in her wrongdoing. When we do something wrong, often we try to relieve our guilt by involving someone else, like toxic waste spilled in a river. Sin swiftly spread. Beloved, recognize and confess your sin to God before you are tempted to pollute those around you. Lamb of God, I come. I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. But tonight, I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, tonight I am asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. 1 John 1 verses 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if we take a look at Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He went on to say in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Beloved, I encourage you to receive Jesus Christ in your life. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call on the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Beloved, if you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Almont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Beginning the Christian walk with a solid foundation influences the success of your life as a Christian. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Beloved, we are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. As we continue on this spiritual journey, and as we come to the end of our show tonight, I am reminding you that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, the only true foundation upon which man can build. If he is removed, the church will collapse. Jesus Christ holds everything within the church together. Therefore, it is an absolute necessity that he and he alone be preached, taught, and lived. Jesus Christ is the beginning and the end, and all others come after him. Beloved, Jesus Christ,
we would render.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and on the Great Commission. We come to the end of our show tonight, and we would like to thank you for tuning in and encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Thank you.